Jesus and his disciples often stayed in the village of Bethany when they were near Jerusalem. He probably stayed with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Jesus knew his friend's home was a place of welcome, protection, rest, and provision. Martha and her siblings knew the joy of Jesus' private company and his love. Mary and Martha were not suffering from illness, demonic possession, or sinful reputation when Jesus first met them. They apparently were not destitute, needing him to provide for them. But believing that Jesus could be the promised Messiah, they still needed and wanted a relationship with him. Even people with incredible character and lots of good deeds on their resume are not born again until they meet and trust in Jesus. That was true for both Mary and Martha. In their story, we get to see Jesus' love in action. Through the presence of Jesus in their home and village, Mary and Martha began a relationship with him that led to love for him, and he loved them back. They knew it. They had assurance of his love for them. Jesus' love didn't allow Martha to stay focused on the wrong things, so he stopped her bad thinking and redirected her toward what was truly important. Jesus' love protected Mary from unwarranted accusation from her sister, as well as from his disciples. When their brother died, Jesus' love compelled him to travel, to be with them, and to cry with them. His love promised them hope, then fulfilled that promise. Jesus, as fully God and fully man, truly loved them. How confident are you that Jesus loves you? Do you need assurance that he loves you? Dear listener, you are loved by your God, and God's love for you is unending. I'm convinced of this. God wants you to know this. Nothing, not anything you do, nor can anyone else do anything to separate you from God's love for you because you have believed in Jesus. Jesus loves you consistently, constantly, and completely. Be assured of this. If you think that you are suffering because you've done something wrong to make God stop loving you, that's a lie. Erase it from the autofill workings of your mind. Replace it with these four truths you can count on. Jesus loves you. Jesus knows what is going on in your life. Jesus can do something about it. You can trust his goodness in whatever he chooses to do.